Nolte, out-of-control shoplifting in Democrat-run San Francisco closes 17 Walgreens. By John Nolte on May 20, 2021. Walgreens has closed 17 stores in Democrat-run San Francisco due to rampant shoplifting problems created by voters. If you love watching Democrats get exactly what they voted for, read on. Feel-good stories don't make me feel any gooder than this beauty. By a margin of 60-40%, the idiots of California basically legalized shoplifting. Proposition 47, which passed in 2014, no longer made it a felony to steal if the value of what you steal doesn't exceed $950. It's also no longer a felony to receive stolen property valued at less than $950. And so, instead of being punished as a felon, you are hit with a misdemeanor, and in many cases not even that. As you can imagine, this has turned into a free-for-all for shoplifters and a stone-cold nightmare for retailers. The result? According to this headline in the far-left San Francisco Chronicle, out of control, organized crime drives SF shoplifting, closing 17 Walgreens in 5 years. To which, I can only say LOL. Here's more. This has been out of control, said Supervisor Eshesafai, who held a hearing Thursday with retailers, police, the district attorney and probation departments. People are scared to go into these stores, seniors, people with disabilities, children. It's just happening brazenly. We can't just as a city throw up our hands and say this is okay. We have to come up with solutions. The cost of business and shoplifting led Walgreens to shut 17 locations in San Francisco in the past 5 years. An unpopular and difficult decision. Jason Cunningham, regional vice president for pharmacy and retail operations in California and Hawaii, said at the hearing. The company still has 53 stores in the city. The Chronicle further reports theft in Walgreens San Francisco stores is 4 times the average for stores elsewhere in the country, and the chain spends 35 times more on security guards in the city than elsewhere. What? I'm not supposed to laugh. At CVS, 42% of losses in the Bay Area came from 12 stores in San Francisco, which are only 8% of the market share, adds the Chronicle. It's as if everyone's surprised that essentially legalizing a crime created more crime. Here's my favorite part. As officials try to stave off crime, San Franciscans suffer from shuttered stores. Oh, the poor babies, getting exactly what you know almost all of them voted for. They voted for this insane Proposition 47, which was an open declaration of war against retailers. And now those retailers are fleeing and the people ultimately responsible for making the flee, the idiot voters, are inconvenienced. Well, boo-hoo. What did these morons expect? The whole idea that in 2014 America, where the so-called poor enjoy air conditioning, cell phones, and obesity problems, that the laws needed to change to protect those stealing in order to not starve. Idiots. No sympathy. The cities are doomed because Democrat voters refuse to put safety and quality of life over their stupid partisan pride. This is not my problem. Democrats have run San Francisco since 1964, 57 years. Nope, this is definitely not my problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.